This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. The author Khaled Hosseini has made a career out of writing about his native Afghanistan. His novels, The Kite Runner and A Thousand Splendid Sons, were bestsellers. Since the books came out, Hosseini has lent his considerable literary celebrity to the plight of refugees in Afghanistan. He's a goodwill envoy for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, and he's back in Afghanistan this week, checking on progress there. He joins us now from the BBC studio in Kabul. Khaled Hosseini, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I understand you've been there this week visiting shelter projects up north of Kabul in the Shamali Plain. Tell us a little bit about what you were able to see, what they look like.
Well, there are shelters that the refugees built themselves, and they're essentially mud structures that they build with their hands. Some live in tents. My focus is to fund the building of UN refugee agency shelters. Afghanistan can have extremely unforgiving elements, so the shelters not only provide protection from the environment, but also Afghanistan is a nation of proud people, very hospitable people, and the shelters give people a sense of belonging, a sense of dignity, a sense that they have a place where they can have their friends and neighbor over for a cup of tea. So they also allow people to have, you know, there's a saying in Afghanistan that go hungry if you must, but may you never go homeless. And that's why I've decided to focus on the issue of shelter.
I know you've been going there the past few years and trying to help move along this process. Are you able to see progress? Are you able to see that things look different, better than they did a couple of years ago?
Well, one of the good things has been that I've come back a few times, I've been able to see the same settlement over a span of 2 or 3 years. And what I find is the resilience and the determination of these returnees. You know, I just met a man from Panjshir, and he lives in a settlement in the Shamali Plain, and there's really nothing in sight for miles, and you just look at it and it's just desert and mountain, and there's, you know, a water source that is a very long walk away, and they don't have access to a school. And I asked him, you know, how do you make a go of it? Do you have any hope for the future? And he said, yeah, I do have a hope for the future, and I do hope that Afghanistan is able to move forward. And then he asked me if the next time I visit, if I could bring him a blackboard and some chalk, because he wanted to teach his a 5-year-old daughter how to read and write. And to me, that's is such a symbol of the resilience of these people, and it would be such a tragedy if we abandon this country and don't continue this our commitment to the Afghan people.
I know that there was a large number of refugees who returned right after the 2001 U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan. Since then, the numbers have slowed. But this year, the rate of refugees returning to Afghanistan has gone up dramatically again. Tell us why. What's going on?
Well, probably some of it has to do with existing conditions inside Pakistan. There has been insecurity in Pakistan as well. And so people are partly moving because of rising violence inside of Pakistan. For many people, it's an economic decision. There is decreasing economic opportunity for people in Pakistan. As you know, the government of Pakistan has made it clear that they want all the Afghans to return to Afghanistan. And some people have been either become displaced inside Pakistan because of floods, or they've returned to Afghanistan. So we're seeing a greater number of Afghans returning from Pakistan primarily because of decreasing security and economic opportunity inside of Pakistan.
Khaled Hosseini, the image that many Americans have of Afghanistan after so many years of war is of, you know, a country that is dust and desert. I have seen where you've talked about that it's actually a very strikingly beautiful country that, despite all of these years of war, still has lush rivers and valleys and rice fields and pistachio trees. When you go back today in 2010, are you still able to see glimpses of that, of the country, I guess, you remember from your childhood there?
Yeah, Afghanistan is a gorgeous country. I was very fortunate to take a trip in 2007 from Kabul through the Salang Pass to northern Afghanistan, and I was struck all over again by just the natural beauty of the country. And I remember thinking, you know, I wish more people could see this and see what a beautiful country it is.
It sounds like you still have hope that this country will find a path forward through all of the chaos it's endured.
Well, there's a lot of negative commentary about Afghanistan already, you know, I don't feel the need to add my voice to that. I'm not naive. There's quite a bit to be pessimistic about, but I want to reflect the hopes and the dreams of the ordinary Afghan people, who, despite everything, are remarkably resilient and highly hopeful about their future.
That's the writer Khalid Husseini speaking with us from Kabul. He's visiting as a goodwill envoy for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.